Okay, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And now we're very happy to be joined today by Marybeck Councillor Sue Bolton, who is also an occasional presenter for Green Left Radio, and also is a member of Socialist Alliance. Now, Sue Bolton just recently wrote this feature article for Green Left, which was titled "Councils Must Show Solidarity and Stop Enabling Drag Panic." Good morning, Sue.
Hi, how's it going?
For a bit of background, although we have been discussing this, what can you tell us about the kind of threats that have been made towards local councils who have been hosting LGBTIQ gatherings, mostly drag storytime events aimed at promoting inclusivity and reading skills? What has been the sort of the threats from the far right against these events, and what has the councils been doing in response?
Well, as well as the threats against the councils, there are threats against drag performers, which I think have only stepped up as councils have bent to far-right pressure and cancelled events. And the first I became aware of it was when there was I think it was in about October last year, there was a youth festival in Moonee Ponds, and the Nazis turned up. And they were targeting a particular drag performer who also used a Hebrew name. And it's unclear, but it appears that the Nazis were targeting that performer both for being a drag performer as well as using a Hebrew name. And they arrived saying, where are the Jews, you know, like, so they were targeting two targets, and they did their Nazi salute. That performance wasn't cancelled, but it was went ahead. But then the next thing was an event, a trans event in St Kilda area, carried out by the Pride Centre, which was organised by Stonington Council's Youth Services. The Nazis targeted that event, and then Stonington Council cancelled it, although the solidarity event with the trans community continued, and only five Nazis turned up. But there were about 300 supporters turned up, even though the supporters event was cancelled after the event was cancelled. And then I think the next I knew what happened was when the city of Casey cancelled a drag story time or drag workshop they were organising in Narrewarren. And they cancelled that after threats from the far right. And some of these events were targeted. I think the one in Narrewarren was the pylon against the council and the drag performers was initiated by Pentecostal right-wing churches. But then Nazis and the whole of the far right got involved, and that Nazis were absolutely part of it. The Nazis have initiated the pylon sometimes, but other times it's other right-wing groups, like some of the anti-vax, anti-lockdown groups like My Place and Reignite Democracy. Then the next I heard was Hume Council, which invited a trans drag performer, Indigenous performer, for their Ida Hobbit Day event. Then the far right targeted them, then they cancelled it. The performer is a really popular performer and announced on Facebook how pissed off they were with the council. And so a lot of their supporters contacted the council to say they were very upset with the council for cancelling the event. Then the council relented and Hume Council went ahead with that performer at Ida Hobbit Day. And then the two more recent, but there have been two more recent examples where Monash Council first cancelled their drag story time at Oakley Library, and Nillumbik Council cancelled their drag story time at Eltham Library. There have been some more sort of private kind of events cancelled as well. There was a cafe which organised a drag story time event for children during school holidays can't remember, somewhere down near Brighton or somewhere, Chelsea it was, they were targeted and cancelled, and ditto Woodley Primary School, I think it was, in Mornington Peninsula. All of these cases of cancellation, the police have advised cancellation and the councils have complied. And I think each time the council has cancelled, they have, that's just really emboldened the far-right Nazis. And I think their threats have increased as more councils have been cancelling.
And I want to kind of hear from you and why, talking a bit more about the politics and why, you know, you think people actually need to stand up to this. Because I think, you know, given the high level of public support for LGBTIQ rights, it is completely unacceptable that people, that, you know, institutions like the local councils and other sort of organisations would actually cave into any sort of pressure or threats from what is actually a minority.
Well, yeah, I think it's incredibly dangerous. Like, basically, the police advising councils to cancel and councils then complying with that request and cancelling means that the Nazis are cancelling our free speech. The Nazis are determining what we're allowed to talk about or not talk about. And it's the same reason why in 2016 when we organised an anti-racism rally in Coburg and the Nazis counter-mobilised against us, we refused to cancel our protest, even though the police and then the local Mirabek or Moreland Council, as it was then, tried to intimidate us into cancelling the protest. We do not want to allow the Nazis to determine, and the Nazis and the rest of the far right, to determine what we're allowed to do and say and speak about. It's absolutely outrageous. And in that, we've also got, you know, that stance is also supported by library workers themselves. There was an emergency meeting of the Australian Services Union library delegates shortly after the Monash event was cancelled, and they basically said they don't want councils to cancel these events, don't want councils to even use their safety as a reason for cancelling their events. Instead, what the ASU is talking about is, you know, safe staffing levels, safety plans, et cetera, is to provide a safe space and safe space for these events to occur, but not to cancel. And I think there's now starting to be resistance against councils cancelling, which is really important because, you know, there's 10 events that I'm aware of, but there might be more that I'm not aware of. And I think it's really dangerous.
And can you, and I guess I've heard in your article it says here that that you're going to be kind of moving a kind of motion on the at the Marybeck Council meeting on June 20th. Can you tell us a bit about that, and also maybe comment a bit more? You mentioned the kind of ASU, the actions by the ASU. Can you also mention talk about some of the other kind of resistance that, you know, ordinary people have been doing to resist these kind of far right threats?
Well, what I am moving a motion at the Mirabek Council meeting for the council to go ahead with these events and not to bow to far-right pressure. Now, so far, the council has not bowed to far-right pressure. They did do a drag story time event at Brunswick Town Hall, you know, shortly after the Nazis attended the Posey Parker protest on the steps of Parliament House. And so Mirabek Council was sort of a bit, you know, concerned, but the Nazis didn't end up turning up, which was good because the Nazis have targeted Mirabek previously when they targeted the day of mourning that was held on the on Invasion Day. So, you know, about 20 or 30 Nazis turned up that day. It's possible, yeah, it you know, is a real threat because I think the Nazis are on the hunt for Nazis and broader far-right are on the hunt searching council websites to try and find evidence of drag story times or any other trans-related events. But, you know, I still, even though Mirrabeck Council hasn't cancelled any events, I felt it was important to make a stand and to indicate that council shouldn't do this. I shouldn't cancel events and bow to far-right pressure. So I'm moving a motion at the next council meeting on the 20th of June that council shouldn't bow to far-right pressure. And it's the motion's not just about queer events, because we also know that the far right can shift their focus at any moment. You know, they're always, you know, capable of searching for changing targets. And the Nazis organised an anti-migrant rally just recently. So, you know, it's not just transgender people under the firing gun. It can change at a moment's notice. But the other really positive thing is the development of Rainbow Community Angels, which has been a group that's been initiated, I think initiated by a combination of Rainbow Families, the Victorian Pride Lobby, and some of the unions. And basically they organise for drag story time at both Eltham and Oakley libraries to go ahead as unofficial drag story time outside of the library premises, so to go ahead as community events and to create a safe space for the events to go ahead. And that was really brilliant. At Eltham, the Nazis did turn up, but they were able to repel the Nazis. And, you know, it sort of shows that these events can go ahead safely. And if Rainbow Community Angels can achieve that without all the resources of council, then that shows that you don't have to bow down to far-right pressure. At Oakley, I gather none of the Nazis did turn up. So, because a similar Rainbow Community Angels group was set up in Oakley to make sure the event, albeit unofficial, could go ahead. So, you know, I think that's the way we have to go. We have to resist. We have to work out how to resist and resist safely and so forth. But we have to resist. We can't just bow down to this far-right pressure, because they're not going to go away. They're linked. You know, the far right is linked across the world, and the key Nazi group that's been mobilising of late, I mean, they celebrate the Christchurch massacre and the white supremacists who carried that out, that horrific massacre in those two mosques in Christchurch. So it shows that we need maximum solidarity between different communities that are likely to be targeted and the broader community. We need to provide solidarity as an alternative.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sue. We're just running a bit out of time, but I guess any sort of brief final comments that you'd like to make?
No, that's everything. But I just urge people to, you know, resist the far right and, you know, support, give solidarity to events that might come under attack.
Thanks, Sue. We hope your motion is supported and passed, and hopefully this will also empower other councils to also stand up to this terrifying far-right harassment and not cancel these drag time events. So thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks.